sermon this morning is based on the gospel that we just read. Announcements are very important. They're a necessary portion of the human ritual, of human living. And they usually single such great events for us as birthdays and marriages. Today's text provides an announcement. Announcement of very great importance to us all. Here we see Mary. Mary, the humble handmaid of the Lord, receiving the angelic pronouncement, you shall be with child. You will give birth to a son, and this one will be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Most High. In the midst of the seriousness of our Latin observance, we are treated with the divine revelation that the Christ of the cross is indeed the long-awaited Messiah. He is the one now who will reign over the house of Jacob forever. The Latin observance, the special time that we are in, is thus now giving us a mention that the latter-day footsteps of Jesus put into the ongoing plan of God, of his kingdom that shall have no end. The Christ of the cross, then, is no isolated event, but it is intricately woven for us into the agent and function of God, redeeming all people, as is now being fulfilled to know. There is no humanly devised pilgrimage program for dealing with some eternal critic laying us far off. The way we must seek now to gain his approval through self-inflicted punishment, fasting, and feeling bad, if I may use that term that way. This angelic announcement removes us from the realm of human justification to the eternal plan of God. That plan to justify us in the name of the one called Jesus. The announcement reminds us, therefore, not only of beginning, but of God's determination to carry out his will through all ages, to carry it out right to the cross, in the cross, and in the resurrection, and down to this time. God did what he said. God did what he promised. He carried it out. The cross looks back now to God's will to carry through his plan as if it was now announced by the angel Gabriel. And just as surely that announcement and the coming of Jesus Christ, the year of God's will, he would move forward in history to carry out his plan of redemption. You see, God is with us. He's with us in all of our beginnings and in all of our ends. He's with us in all the rest of our life and touches at every corner. There is no place where God is not. Such an announcement of promise brought forth the very humble, yet very faith, great faith response of Mary. I am the Lord's servant. Let it be to me as you say. We too, as Mary, have heard the announcement of Christ's birth. We are observing the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And because of the great work of God, taking form and form, we can know that in this life, we are taking form for eternity. All that is necessary for the pilgrimage of God's people has been done. The announcement means very simply, the Lord is with you. All that we require to serve God, all that we require to be neighbor to our neighbor is ours. All that we need to overcome temptation, to overcome doubt and fear, is within your grasp. The Lord is with you. The feeling for our brokenness is in that beginning announcement of God with you, and it proceeds to the final announcement on the cross. Father, forgive them, you and me. When we look to the cradle of God's coming, and we look to the sacrifice of God's cross, we as Mary have to be strangely stirred in the humbling and joyful and strengthening realization that our announcement long ago is also most aptly applied to us. You too, people of Christ, are indeed most highly favored. God's peace rests upon us.